Last school year was likely one of the hardest that teachers have ever experienced, and it forced many educators to reflect on how they normally do things in a classroom, what best practices are good to keep, and what do they want to change or improve. A new report from the nonprofit Teach Plus Colorado talked to teachers across the state about their ideas. Colorado Public Radio's Jenny Brundin has more.
Hi there. How are you?
Hello, Bruno.
Jason Cianfrantz has more time to hang out with his two dogs after a school year that he can describe in two words.
Chaotic, challenging.
But the 27-year veteran math teacher is quick to add, the year was also filled with learning. It challenged education paradigms teachers had gotten comfortable with. He says it gave teachers a kick. The worst thing, he says, is if next year means they didn't learn anything from 18 months of chaos.
There has to be things that we can take from that are going to make us be better.
And here are some of them. First, all kids need reliable internet. Second, kids need each other in person. Cianfrantz would pop into virtual breakout rooms and see five black screens, all muted. But he discovered an interactive slideshow that let everyone see how each other was thinking about math problems. That spurred conversation. He'll use it next year, projected at the front of the classroom.
And so it's a way to really capture things that in the past were sort of fleeting.
And he can use the data to design the next day's lesson. Adrian Parker, who taught chemistry in Denver Public Schools, says it's mind-boggling that pre-COVID, he didn't record all his lessons into a virtual library.
It just provides access to knowledge right there at the fingertips.
Before, if a student was absent, sick, family, or religious reasons, they'd get the paperwork after and could go to office hours for questions. Parker thinks high school teachers should record all their lessons in case they get sick.
I think that would relieve a lot of pressure from teachers to feel like I need to go to school, even if I'm sick or can't go in.
That way, kids could tune into a pre-recorded lesson. In rural Colorado, elementary teacher Nicole Milby was struck by the amount of downtime with remote and hybrid learning. It made her think about the pace of learning.
Over the last several years, education has been a rush, 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 cram it in, do more, achieve more, higher test scores.
The past year, she says, pushed teachers to evaluate what's most important.
You have to really narrow it down to top priorities. What is absolutely essential?
Next year, of course, a school can't unilaterally decide to teach fewer standards. But the teachers say the pandemic prompted them to teach more efficiently, combining more standards into one activity. Another innovation came from phonics. In person, kids have to see their teachers' mouths to see how sounds are formed. That was hard with masks on.
Our school developed a lot of outdoor classrooms, and we spent a lot of time outside.
Where masks were not required. Another thing changed.
We did a lot more communicating with parents.
Melby's school hosted virtual parent nights once a month to help parents help their child learn. More parents showed up to parent-teacher conferences online. In the upper grades, another area to improve, testing. Math teacher Jason Cianfrantz caught on quickly that some students were using a phone app to scan and solve their math problems. Teachers tried to outsmart them. That didn't work.
We sort of felt like the Olympic doping committee. The dopers were half a step ahead of the tests that are finding the performance-enhancing drugs, right?
Cianfrantz realized if a student could ace a test using an app, is that really what the test should be measuring? He'd like to see fewer questions about procedures and more about problem solving, finding the errors in someone else's answer, or applying a math skill.
Reanalyzing how we assess students is huge.
Chemistry teacher Adrian Parker says assessments are valuable, but when it comes to developing a child into an adult, other soft skills are more important. Teachers are mulling if there are ways to assess skills the pandemic forced upon kids, working independently, explaining and showing work in different ways, managing time. Parker saw how much pressure the system puts on kids to get an A. That pushes kids to cheat or memorize.
It stunts them so quickly because their focus isn't understanding the material. The focus is getting the grade.
Teachers say they hope they'll be able to take the golden nuggets of insight the pandemic gave them and push for change. They know that will be a difficult assignment in a performance-driven system. For Here and Now, I'm Jenny Brundin in Denver.